you always know you have a need for insulin. That we can't avoid. But even without doing tests, I know from how I feel whether I need to increase the insulin, decrease the insulin, or whatever. So you live with it. I think this is one of the advantages of having it as a child, is that you grow up with it, and so you know yourself. And as many doctors say at diabetic clinics, you probably know more about it than I do. Many of them say this. And you know your own condition. You don't know other people's conditions because it affects us all slightly differently. And in fact, unfortunately, one woman who I was going to have a lunch with to talk to, because I knew her husband, and he knew I'd had this condition for a number of years. And his wife had just become diabetic, and obviously there were problems. And he said, "Can you come and have lunch and talk to her about it?" But unfortunately, before we had lunch, she died. That was unfortunate. But I'm not sure that I could have told her too much, because we're all slightly different.
When you were doing these very vigorous sports, speedway and table tennis and cycling to and fro, can you remember how you adjusted your diet or insulin?
I never adjust my diet. I always keep it the same. Insulin, I tend not to adjust my insulin unless it's unless the blood sugar is very low when another injection is due, in which case I would adjust it, or in fact even delay the injection. But I would control low blood sugars by glucose tablets, sugar, and so on. And I always make sure that I've got plenty of lumps of sugar and glucose. Well, one of the problems with table tennis is you don't know whether, until you start playing, you don't know whether you're going to have a tough match or an easy match. If you have an easy match, then you can get through it without really overdoing it. But if you have a really, really tough match and they're all going to the wire, then really I'm eating glucose tablets virtually during the whole of the evening. But I mean, that doesn't matter, as long as I know what I'm doing. And I very encouraged by reading stories like Steve Redgrave and people who've risen to the top of their sports who are diabetic, and the amount of sugar, etc., that they eat absolutely amazes me. But they have to do it, and they obviously do well in doing that. So that's why I say we're all different, and we all need slightly different controls, and we need to know ourselves.
Would you have sounded as confident as this in your teens?
Probably not quite so, because, as I said, you grow up with this. Having had it at such a young age, I know no different. I can't remember hardly not having it. And the good thing is that getting it at age 9, the body adjusts to it. The body is still growing, and it grows without the pancreas working properly. And it compensates in many ways, strangely enough. And many of the side effects which people tend to get, I regret to say, if they get diabetes in later years, don't materialize, because the body is still growing, the body is strengthening, the body's getting used to it. And it knows no different. And that, strangely, I know this is a very strange thing to say, but by getting diabetes very early, it actually does help you through life.